to order the Committee on Budget and Finance of the Senate of the Associated Students for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017 at 3 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 405. Second order of business, roll call.
Senator Becker?
Present.
Senator Bussman?
Present.
Senator Flangus?
Present.
Senator Kuykendall?
Present.
Senator Mall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Sarwar?
Present.
Senator Thummel?
Present.
Perfect. Quorum is met.
All right. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment to be heard at this time? Seeing as there is none, we'll now move into, we're going to skip ahead into new business. So item 6, subsection A, financial reviews. Director Schultz will be going first with the financial review of legislative affairs account because he has to be leaving soon, and then we'll jump back into old business afterwards.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm not really sure how this is supposed to go, so I'm just going to wing it. So the primary mission of the department is to track local, state, and federal legislation to ensure that students are represented fairly, to advocate on behalf of students to the faculty senate. For this secretary, this is all Ms. Sass. It's right in the department's chapter 209. To advocate on behalf of students to the faculty senate, university officials, city and county officials, the NG office, the chancellor, Nevada state government, and the Nevada congressional delegation. To report to the president on legislative happenings of the aforementioned bodies and offer possibilities for involvement or collaboration, to provide advice and recommendations to the president, to educate students about legislative issues that affects them, to execute general campaign strategies adopted by the Department of Legislative Affairs set forth on behalf of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada, and all other matters properly relating thereto. This is important because, above all else, legislation is where true civic engagement happens. That's where the actual actionable bodies into the law affect society. The reason that we have our own department and our own budget is because consistently we've seen over time the Department of Legislative Affairs has grown to where last session we actually got two BDRs, bill draft review statements, based off of legislation we had writ the year prior. Moving into the current budget summary, this is kind of just a 30,000 foot view. Right now the only things showing on the book are wage poll. All my figures are accurate, and then I decided to put a little asterisk because I thought it was weird that we didn't have the purchasing of these jackets, and then we spent a little money for Make Your Mark, and then I haven't got the full figures on National Voter Registration Day yet, but we allocated up to 150. How the allocation of funds within the department goes is we have an open meeting, we vote, and then we allocate up to an X amount of money. Other than that, so reasons and explanations for each, wages, fringe, jackets, Make Your Mark, and then plans for the further expenses for the rest of the year. I'm upping the budget on Make Your Mark because I believe it was actually a really good event. I'm hoping that with marketing and t-shirts, et cetera, we're going to actually be able to make it a lot better. Voter initiatives, speaking engagements, networking events, just typical Ledge Affairs yearly events. Proposed gubernatorial debate, we do have a governor's race coming up, and then proposed mayoral debate, the Reno City Council and mayor are up for re-election, and then the conference for department officer, hopefully someone who's either going to be assuming an official role, depending on if something opens up next semester, or someone who's going to be staying within the department, that's where travel's going, and then polling wages and fringe, and we're looking at using the entirety of the budget for the rest of the year.
All right, sounds good. Are there any questions from any of the senators regarding the financial review? I hope that everyone looked it over beforehand. Okay, so I guess I'll start off with a question. So in your proposed events, so you want to allocate $3,000 to Make Your Mark, you said?
Yeah.
And voter initiatives and networking events will probably pull $3,500. And then you have a proposed debate, which will be $3,000, as well as a mayoral or another debate, which will be $2,500. So this goes above the budget for travel and operating.
So each one of those are highball figures.
Yeah.
I'm planning on working the money as I go.
Okay.
Those are the full extent of what I ever expect to pay for those things, and if we go over, I won't host the event.
So in that situation, would we see, you know, you dropping like an event or two?
Yeah, definitely. Dropping an event.
Okay.
Spending less, maybe. I'm pretty conservative with funds, but from my understanding, usage of all the student fees is more important than just having a conservative agenda, as long as we're using the student fees.
Are there any questions? Senator Martinez, it looks like.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah. So for number four, under your plans for further expenses for the year, I just wanted a clarification, but those are just like possible events that you wanted to host.
Right now,
those
yes.
Okay.
We're getting in contact with Governor Sandoval, Adam Laxalt, Mayor Sheehy, anybody who's gonna be running for city council, and we're currently trying to get them to give us like a bio. Nobody's really announced yet besides Laxalt. And then we could go for congressional districts, but we tried to get a hold of Dean Heller's office and Jackie Rosen, but it's like wrangling cats. I think the only thing we're gonna have to do is probably go down to the offices to actually get them to come. The mayoral, Reno City, works with us pretty well. Municipalities are always good. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Another question, because you want to further allocate $3,000 to Make Your Mark, because the first one only used $116.66, what exactly are you going to be doing that's going to, you know, increase that from $116 to $3,000?
Okay, so again, this is a really high ball figure. The reason I say $3,000 is because t-shirts, speakers, JCSU costs, and increased marketing. The increased marketing, I'm not entirely sure how we're going to get Inkblock to do what we want them to do, but I'm guessing it's going to cost more money. The JCSU costs because we actually want to hold it in one of the ballrooms, and then t-shirts I think is where the majority of it's going to come. I don't think we're going to have to pay many speakers, but again, $3,000 was at most. If we get like a really cool speaker, like someone who's internationally known or nationally known, then yeah, I want to have those funds allocated. Again, just high ball figures.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Anything?
Can you identify yourself for the record?
Hi, my name is Spencer Schultz, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Awesome.
No more questions? Senator Pummel?
Actually, I have one. In terms of the Make Your Mark event, do you plan on, with the extra budget, holding it multiple times throughout the semester?
Yes.
Or, okay, I was wondering if you're just trying to make
We're not looking at one big event. We're looking at something in the spring, something mid-spring, something end of the year, so that
okay.
The next Legislative Affairs Department already has a platform for Wolfpack Smart Talks next year. So.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Director Schultz. So you probably won't be here for this portion of the meeting because I need to get going, but we're going to be basically approving this template of what we're going to be writing up for the financial reviews. So that meeting will basically be giving a rundown of everything pretty much said in a more condensed version. So.
Okay, let me know if you need help with that. And is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
I thought this was going to be a lot.
No, it's there's no voting, no formality.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. All right. So, here we're trying to fly through these. So, we're going to be moving back into old business, subsection A, and I guess I'll get to B later, but we're not going to be doing subsection C. So, subsection A, financial review report template. So, Senator Fumble brought to us a financial review template, which, if we approve it, I mean, there's no real vote that has to be done, but if we agree to it, we'll, you know, have this work drafted up and bring it to meetings, so that way we're not just rambling on about what happened at meeting. So, this is actually my first time saying it, because did you send it to our emails? Or?
I don't believe I did.
If you could send it out over email,
yeah,
that would be great, too.
Absolutely.
So we can all have it. But what I plan on doing with this, just in general, is everyone is going to have a time where they're going to draft the financial review using the template. So everyone's going to have to pay attention during the financial reviews. I mean, I'm going to do it myself, too. I'll probably do it anyways in case someone forgets to. But so Senator Fumble, if you want to present it.
Absolutely. So this also is just heads up, this is like a preliminary thing, so if you guys have changes or things you want to make to it, I'm 100% open to that. Basically what I did was I just took the process of doing a financial review and kind of put it into wording. So we would start, the first thing you fill out is the title of the financial account slash account number, obviously. The second thing is the data slash numbers. This is where you could, whichever committee member is filling this out, will include any pertinent numbers that they think need to be included. Not the whole thing, but just like big ones like total expenses for each account, revenues if there are any. One thing I think we should include is we should have a comparison from the current expenses compared to last year's budget, the expenses for last year, just for comparative sake. This can be any other major line items that whichever committee member is filling this out deems necessary. If there's certain ones that are discussed in meeting or brought up consistently, you can include those numbers on there. Just so when someone's looking at like the overview of the financial review as I get more into it, they can go right up to this section and they can just see those numbers right then and there. They don't have to worry about like pulling something else up. It's all right here on this one document, just which can make it easy for other senators or other members who aren't on the Committee on Budget and Finance. Moving into it, line item three, account managers. Basically, what we do for a financial review is at the beginning, whoever's managing the account gives a presentation, kind of like what we just saw. So whoever is filling this out can give just like any key points that they bring up, any like major fluctuations within line items that maybe we aren't aware of that the manager, you know, sheds light on, things like that. Description of certain line items, if there's something maybe we're confused on that we didn't know what goes into a specific line item, they can, you know, include that. Just anything that the person who presents gives, any like major key points you can include. You don't have to include the whole thing again. And then the second part would be the questions or discussions from committee. This is like, again, the second part of the financial review. After the person gives their presentation, then the committee asks questions. So any pertinent questions, you kind of just give an overview of that. And then the verdict. The verdict is basically just if there's any things that like we as a committee like recommend that they should change, or like anything that was asked specifically, you can kind of include that. Something that we as a committee say, maybe you need to increase this or bring down spending on this, things like that. Just again, it kind of depends on each financial review what we're discussing. And then this last one, supporting documents. I kind of messed up on this because I realized we're not going to be using case sheets anymore, if I'm correct, with the new changeover.
I don't know what we'll be using, to be honest.
So I thought what we could do is you could provide like screenshots of like key things through the case sheets, but if we're not using those, this may not be something that we need to even include as the supporting documents. What I was thinking is maybe including a screenshot of the section on the budget, the operating budget, just for the certain account, if you include that on the bottom. So again, anyone who's looking over this can just go to that direct section on the account. It's all on one document. So that's kind of the overview I have so far, but again, I'm open to any changes or things you guys have issues with.
Well, personally, I think it's great. So what we could do is we could, pending any changes we made to it,
right,
we could have this sent to Hannah, so that way it can be placed on the agenda. It wouldn't have to necessarily be printed because it's not technically a piece of legislation,
right,
but it would be something that all senators would have available to them so they can read it over. One thing that I just want to make sure that we don't mess up on is we don't, you know, just read verbatim off of the sheet, because then we're basically doing the financial review again in Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So we can maybe just give like a, we could go over the overview as well as the verdict during Senate, and then
right,
leave the rest to the, you know, Senate body to look over.
And again, the main thing I said when I was doing my presentation is that this, you should just be including like key things that are discussed. You don't need to include every single thing that was talked about in the presentation, or any like little question that was just, you know, something that was like wasn't impactful, I guess is the word I'm looking for. So just the main things is what I think you should be including on this. So it just gives a brief overview of the financial review.
So is there like someone specific that's gonna like fill this out, like it's gonna put it out there for all of us for every single financial review, or are we like tasked as like committee members to fill out like this for like that financial review we just did, that we just heard, and then we would present it that way, or is this gonna
yeah,
be like created?
So that's kind of one of the roadblocks that I ran into. I don't know if I should draft a schedule of who all is doing what account, so that way they know well in advance, like, hey, I'm gonna have to, you know, fill in this template. So I could do that for us if we want, or we could just do it based on, you know, who wants to at the end of each review. That's pending if, you know, people actually volunteer. So I'm open to, you know, any ideas. What do you think, personally?
I think that, I mean, you might want to just, for like maximum like participation of everyone in the committee, just have everyone like fill out one, like, but you schedule it out for every Senate meeting. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You could have it filled out by the committee as a whole. Sorry.
No,
I just had a thought, but you could have it filled out by the committee as a whole as a Google Doc, and then just submit one per the entire committee as a financial review to the Senate, rather than you trying to put together four or five. So like when you talk about revenue or something that sticks out to you, you as a committee can agree upon putting that on the Google Doc.
Okay. Cool. We can do that. So are there any questions or comments, or anyone want to make a change to it? I think it's pretty good. Senator Becker.
So if we're going, are we going to go through like the Google Doc thing? And then if we do,
yeah,
would you be emailing us invitations for that?
Yeah, okay. I can do that each time. So we can just have like a running Google Doc, essentially. Like, it can be the same exact document when we're done and we submit it. We just erase it all out and start over again, same one. So, Director Rodriguez?
Before you erase, can you put it up in the NAS box?
Yeah, that's what we do. Any other questions or comments? Cool. So there's no formality to voting. Is there any disagreement? I'll just take that as a vote. Cool. So, yeah, we'll just have that moving forwards. Actually starting today, so I'll get that up and running so we can have a form for all four accounts that we're doing today. So they're going to be separate, but they're all going to be done together. Senator Blaine.
Do you want those done, like, by tomorrow?
Yeah. That's a good point. I have to agendize by Thursday morning. So, yeah, we'll have it done by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. So, while it will be like a Google Doc or just like, you know, all contributed by anyone really, that means that I'm putting a lot of trust into all of you to actually participate and, you know, put some effort in because I want to be the one doing it every single night right before I agendize. Senator Flanges?
I feel like just because this one's the first one, just you should just sign it out. Like, we can do a Google Doc, but like, I'll take Legislative Affairs. Like,
okay.
You know, it's just,
yeah.
just to do that.
All right. This is just going to be totally random. Show of hands, who wants to do it today? All right. Senator Flanges, you've got Legislative Affairs.
Sure.
Senator Thummel, you'll do CSE.
I'm leaving, so how is that?
I'll
do the other one.
No. Anyone else? All right. Senator Martinez, you can do Clubs and Organizations. And then one more. Okay, Senator Sarwar, you'll do Executive Board, and then I'll just kind of go around the Google Doc and make sure it's all square. So, cool. Moving on from subsection A under item 5 of old business, we're going to be skipping subsection B, liaison delegations, because we want to, you know, respect the time of everyone else. So we're going to be moving back into item 6, new business, subsection A, financial reviews. We're going to hear from the Clubs and Organizations account. So, what are your names, by the way, just for the record?
I'm Luke. I'm the Assistant Director of Clubs and Orgs.
Okay.
I'm Jared. I'm the Coordinator of Clubs and Orgs.
All right. So, kind of just follow the same format that Director Schultz did.
Cool. Can I just read off the template that
yeah.
I made?
All right. Totally can.
So, the ASUN Department of Clubs and Organizations consists of 6 club commissioners, each representing a coalition of organizations, 1 assistant director who assists the department through accounting and general management, and a director of clubs and organizations who oversees all functions of the department. The department provides advice, funding opportunities, and resources to assist club leaders from over 200 organizations on campus. The department does this by providing applications for $190,000 in club support funding, reaching out to club leaders through meetings and focus groups, and hosting large-scale recruitment events and leadership development conferences like Club Fair and iLead. During meetings, members of the Department of Clubs and Organizations hear applications for club support funding across different events and tiers, encourage clubs to visit in public comment to voice concerns, meet new organizations, and update governing documents. It is without a doubt that clubs and organizations are vital to the long-term academic success, professional development, and personal development of over 7,000 undergraduate students across campus as they seek to find an extracurricular outlet and meet new people. There are reported higher GPAs and greater satisfaction attending college as a result of studies analyzing clubs and organizations. Section 2, I kind of just took off of the budget from online, but I kind of wrote each one out. So the Director of Clubs and Organizations is allocated $7,000 per the statute of the Associated Students. Assistant Director, formerly Club Support Funding Manager, allocated $3,000. 6 club commissioners allocated $18,000. Club resource employees are allocated wages per the SAS, and line item is dependent on how many individuals work in this role. The host account is always changing, so we'll see expenses from food and the club support funding side of things. Operating is $7,200. This is general expenses. CSF for the year is suggested by the ASUN Director of Clubs and Organizations and the President. And then club sports insurance is, we allocated $8,250. This is a growing coalition, so that's why we have that. So if we look at our past expenses, I'm not really gonna read what was written. I'm just gonna kind of go through each one. So we have club fair. The budgeted amount was $2,300. We spent $2,043.32. That went to tables for Camelot. Programming helped out with this, and then they also bought food for the event. We had iLead. We budgeted $5,000 because that's what we spent last year, but we only spent $32.92.35 this year. Club support funding, we've allocated so far $78,188.30. The spent figure is unknown because we have a small lag so between Central Station and us, so I'm kind of going through and updating as we go. So I'll have a more concrete figure next time. We have CSF food for the commission. This is just during our long funding hearings. We provide food for the commissioners. Sandy Hut is the porta potties over by the intramural fields. We split this with Wiegand. And then Department Apparel, we bought jackets this year. If you look at that figure on the bottom, that's from our funding tracker, how the allocations are split up so far. And then our planned expenses, we have food for the club support funding hearings. We're doing a Clubs and Orgs Jeopardy event. We're budgeting about $800 for this, so we'll do two small events to kind of test it out, and then one big event. We have a project going on in the department to improve the resources we have available. So we budgeted about $2,000 to purchase new resources for ASUN Clubs and Orgs. Spring Club Fair, that's just a payment to the Joe. Club support funding, again, this is unknown. We're gonna pull figures from last year to kind of see where we're at, but we have an issue with the tracker from last year, so we're kind of updating that, and then we'll pull the figures, and then we'll kind of know where we're at compared to last year. The remaining part of our Sandy Hut expense and then club sports insurance should cost us about $9,500. That is all. Sorry, I kind of sped through there.
No, perfect. Okay, so are there any questions from the committee? Senator Flangus?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, there's like a big difference between the amount of money spent last year and this year in your iLead conference, and I want to know if you think the money was like more effectively spent this year, or like should we be trying to use as much money as possible? Like, just can you give us any differences?
Absolutely. So the big difference was last year we catered food. We did Qdoba because the event was 8 hours long. So the consensus we got from all the clubs and orgs was they don't want to be there for 8 hours. So we kind of just provided light refreshments and snacks. We cut the whole expense for food. So that's where the big expense and why it's so different. But it was, I would say, a lot more successful this year, and I think we have a plan for future iLeads.
Awesome. Any other questions or comments? So just kind of like, I guess maybe it was an error, but in the club support funding on the planned expenses.
Yeah.
It says for the remaining periods of fall 1, fall 2, spring 1, and spring 2. Is fall 1 supposed to still be in there? Like, are there lagging expenses as well?
So with the new funding policy this year, we we fund operations at every meeting. So every operations tier funded technically falls within the fall 1 period. So that's why that's still an open running total.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Anything stick out to anybody? So in terms of club fair, I just want to know, I mean, I know this is kind of like putting you on the spot, but just be honest, expenses could you see being minimized in the future? Or what do you think can be improved on since you guys have taken office and kind of ran your organization?
As far as club fair or general?
Yeah, just not just club fair, but just in general.
What's
the biggest challenge you guys?
So we don't have a ton of like frivolous expenses. I mean, if you look at it, it's really straightforward from year to year. The nice thing about it is really there's no volatility besides new projects we decide to take on. So I'm not really sure there's an area that we can cut expenses because all of this is really a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps maybe we can plan better and use previous data to improve our forecasting. But besides that, I don't really see any places we can cut expenses.
Okay. Director Rodriguez.
And I would say this is one of these budgets that is gonna continue to have more challenges if it doesn't get increased because clubs and organizations are gonna grow. Therefore, the club fair is gonna get bigger. Therefore, the Ivy League conference is gonna get bigger. Therefore, there are gonna be more clubs that are seeking funding. And that's just going to happen naturally as the institution grows.
And I think as to add on to that point, I think as we go, we're going to need a way to increase our budget, because I mean, we've seen an exponential growth in clubs. And our goal is always to improve student life through clubs and organizations. So we want to put on more events. We want to provide more opportunities for clubs and orgs to seek funding. So we're kind of limited with our budget. You know, it's not that it's very small, but as we continue to grow, we have a large campus, so I think we need to find a way to increase that budget size soon.
Director Rodriguez.
I do want to openly state a concern. I brought this to the attention of Jared, but I wanted to go down for the record in budget and finance that we are not finding ways to get clubs that don't normally apply for funds to apply for funds. Right now, the engineering and sciences groups are the groups that are running off with all the money, mostly because they've learned to navigate and negotiate the system. I think second is Greek organizations, and then everybody else lags behind. So I really would like to see a concerted effort in getting these other, what do you call them, the different groups?
Different coalitions?
Yes, I'd really like to see more equity in the distribution of these funds.
So I definitely see that as an issue, but so along those lines, I worked with Sports and Rec last year, so I kind of know the way it works. Some people feel that there is no use in applying for funding because they feel that either it's not enough or, you know what I mean, because we're limited to our caps. So it discourages a lot of clubs from even applying because they're like, it's not worth my time to ask for $200-$300. I'll just charge my members. You're absolutely right about that, and we're working as a department to improve that. We're starting by first trying to get all the unrecognized clubs to become recognized clubs, and then we're going to go and improve, you know, getting certain coalitions to apply for more money, or even some people are unaware, it's just a lack of education of what they can apply for. So that's why we're having our Clubs and Arts Jeopardy night. We're trying to bring all these clubs together to show them, hey, you can apply for this funding, because we'll have a lot of clubs who will come in and say, oh, I didn't even know I can get that. And part of it is because they don't want to sit and read 19 pages of a department procedures manual, which I get. But so there's a concerted effort to improve that.
Director Rodriguez and then Senator Plingas.
Is there a set of metrics you're aspiring to? Meaning, can we get 40 more clubs that haven't applied for funding to apply? And it's a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if you could come up with one or two metrics that would show that you're making a concerted effort to redistribute those funds more fairly, at least something you can aspire to as a commission.
Absolutely. I will bring those. That to the attention of the commission, and hopefully, you know, in the future we will have some kind of metric.
Is there like a breakdown of like how much money each coalition is getting, just so like we understand?
Absolutely. So we do coalition analyses,
yeah.
But like I said, there's a small lag, so I'm working on updating our tracker. So as soon as our tracker is completely up to date, I will have those numbers for you guys, and it'll break down where all the money's going and how coalitions are spending.
Jared to bring it before Senate to like can you ask him, is that a thing, like, or does that like step over finance like boundaries?
No.
Okay.
So the summer one funding period ended the 24th, so we're gonna be updating the spent figures, and then hopefully the tracker is up to date by then. I can ask him and see if we'll be done by next month's or tomorrow.
Whatever.
Yeah, I can have him bring it as soon as we're done with it.
Okay.
And another thing to mention, we are going to be meeting back with you again on November 14th, so it's Tuesday. I mean, obviously, the sooner the better that we can get those numbers or just get, you know, a better grasp of how the coalitions are using their money is better. But definitely by November 14th, have that for us for the committee. And especially now that we're, you know, going to be assessing and basically making a decision or a verdict based upon our financial reviews, it would be very favorable for your department if you were to have that presented.
Absolutely.
So, Senator Flanges?
I would also say, after like chatting with Jared and his like argument that we do need a bigger budget, coming back to this like meeting, like for like future expenses, like I don't think you necessarily just need to talk about future expenses for this year. If there's like something where you see like you really do need more money, like.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the Committee on Budget and Finance, like let's talk about it.
Absolutely.
That way we know like where is the like biggest need.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right. Well, we appreciate having you with us today. But definitely, yeah, I'm glad you're taking down some notes to bring back to Jared, because I know he couldn't be here. But you're pretty much free to go. We'll have a financial review statement basically using that same template that you saw. So, you know, nothing should catch you guys off guard at Senate this next week.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
So now we're going to still stay in subsection A of financial reviews, and we're going to move into the ASU Incentive for Student Engagement account. So President Teixeira, as well as Director Rodriguez, if you would like to present that, whichever is fine. I know that Director Rodriguez probably knows a bit more.
Are you going to stay,
Jared? I can.
No, I'm asking you, not so I can take your seat.
Oh. I see how it goes.
Your time
no.
Clip?
Oh, no, yeah, you're fine.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You know the President's Conference Room is really
so, my problem with the President's Conference Room is it's always booked up, so I just, like, stopped, like, even caring. But I didn't realize it would be so full today.
At least every other week, because the staff meeting is over at 3.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know for a fact.
I'll do it for next week then. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm just thinking more comfort for.
Yeah. I mean, up until now, it's been pretty. Would you say it hasn't been as claustrophobic, you know?
Yeah.
It's been pretty crazy today, though. Today was definitely a wild card, so. All right. So, Director Rodriguez, whenever you're ready, I don't know if you need the core to bring up anything. We all pretty much have it.
Yeah, I'm just, you've got my memo.
Yeah.
The expenses that come out of the Center for Student Engagement are predominantly salaries and wages. All of the day-to-day operations, and most of, you'll see iPads recurring, telephone charges recurring, copy charges recurring. It's the membership, the various national organizations for the professional staff, institutional membership, and then whatever we're doing related to civic learning and democratic engagement. So, and you're, I don't know if I'm talking too loud or if I'm not talking loud enough because my ear is,
it's perfect.
So let me know, okay? I was at the staff meeting right now and I was, apparently I was talking loud. So now I'm trying to be quieter. Okay, so what I thought I'd do is I would start with July and take you through the breakdown. All of the top part is the salaries and the wages for students. When you finally get down to Object Code 30, which is gonna be all of the operating, most of that is technology. Backup and monitoring for systems, preparing the scoreboard, the AT&T equipment, Thomas Petroleum is gas for the truck and for the Corolla. And then, do you remember I brought this to your attention that the Attorney General's office is now gonna be charging all of the accounts across the Nevada System of Higher Education? I don't know what that means, but apparently it's the cost of representing us legally. Something along those lines. Yeah. So there wasn't a whole lot of expenses for the month of July. If you scroll down again past the wages and the salary, that's where you start getting into more expenses, and Delana went ahead and broke it down for you. All of those expenses that say breakfast, dinner, lunch, remember we ran a number of job searches to fill 3 or 4 different positions. So all of those were candidate interviews of which student government officers and staff and then the candidates participated in. You go down further and we've got Costco, and that was for supplies. Walmart Supercenter, it's the coffee. I don't know why there's a dinner expense for me.
That's how we reimbursed
it. Oh, because I paid out of pocket. Okay, got it. For one of the candidate interviews. It may have been that I forgot a credit card. And then the end of the DFS intern program. And then we've got office supplies, supplies for the department, all of that is under. And all of that, you know, the copy paper, you know we have to buy that, right? So that's usually the biggest chunk of office supplies, along with the regular rulers and staplers and all that kind of stuff. Calendars that we order for the offices.
We did buy a fax machine for legal services because we've started a new program working directly with the courts now. Students who are charged with a misdemeanor and are given community service are now, we're not going to do an intake through legal services. They're actually going to work through GivePulse to do their volunteerism side by side with students who are like them without anybody being any wiser as to what's going on. Why? Because the courts actually were growing concerned. Our students were doing community service literally with felons and class one misdemeanors. I think that's the most, whatever, the worst kind. So when Amy and Chris came up with this idea, the judges actually all bought into it immediately. But now in order for them to communicate sensitive records, we needed to get a fax machine so that legal services can work directly with the courts. And then one of our employees, we put through the notary classes so that we can have a notary public because we lost Lucero, and she was the notary public other than Delana, so we have two on staff. And that's where you see notary bond filing fee, the service fee for the notary public. And then all the rest of it, again, is the cloud, WordPress hosting, backup and monitoring, iPads, web hosting. Emily Pugh was one of the candidates. We had to buy her airline ticket to fly her in. Same thing with all of these expenses. They're all candidate interviews. Then cable for the offices. So I don't know if you know this. We had to change name tag companies. We had to redo everybody's name tags. They were awful. So we did pay to have a test run with Barker Business Systems, and it worked out really well. So now they're getting our business for the new name tags. There was an ASUN booklet that was printed, and off the top of my head, I can't remember what it was. And for some reason, we decided it should come out of the Center for Student Engagement. Then you're back to phone equipment, long distance, AT&T equipment. Anytime you see Thomas Petroleum, that's gas for the vehicles. Then we got a refund. Dectronics overcharged us for the fixing of the board, supplies and coffee. And then the notary fee again for Juliet, who is now the second notary public. And then if we go into the month of September, scroll down. I gotta make this bigger because I can't read. I can't see. There it is. Okay, so remember we made the deal where we increased the host because the tailgates are happening. That's what the largest expenses are for. So catering, UNR, Chartwell Dining Services, Role Model was where they was also part of the food. So these are expenses that are all going to be reimbursed. Not reimbursed. They'll be funneling money in because you guys actually didn't give me money for the increase in the host line. You simply increased it. Now I have to have funds transferred in from other accounts to meet that demand. Then we had office supplies, nameplates for commissioners, name tags. And then there was Lauren Cooley, and you'll see a plus and a minus for that. I simply did the contract because Karen doesn't know how to, and she paid for that out of the New Student Initiative, so we processed it and then we transferred the expense over. Then there was a duplicate charge on hotel, so that got fixed. Again, the online notary class for Elliot, who's the third person in the accounting office. And then we had postage, notary application fee. Then these are all memberships to NASPA. These are the National Professional Organization the professional staff belongs to. We had to pay for WUFU because everybody uses it, so that's the 1 year service amount. Same thing with Caspio, AT&T, the iPads, WordPress hosting, backup and monitoring, AT&T data, American Airlines, we had to fly Gabby in. And then the hotel, That was also for one of the interviews, United Site Service. Oh, okay. We had a complaint that the handicap Sandy Hut was not being kept up. It became an ADA issue, so we had to deal with it. So this is one of those expenses that, regardless of where the expense belongs, timing is of the essence. And when the issue was brought to my attention, talked to Noah, and it's like, hey, we got to fix this. There's no waiting around for an agenda to be posted by clubs and organizations or whomever else is responsible. So that got paid for out of the Center for Student Engagement. And then you'll see the name tags for students, Parker Baker system, and again, more gas. We had to get an event permit to do Dog Fest. It was $65 so that we could use the park. And final decals for nameplates. What's that?
It's either for the vehicles or for the name tag.
Okay, got it. Sorry, speak a little louder, I can't hear. And I think that's about it. So most of this stuff is all, and then you'll see at the end of September for every department, because we do the end of quarter transfers, where you see student engagement from 1702-105-0101, that's the general revenues account. So in September for every single account, just about, you're gonna see transfers in from 0101 for the end of quarter transfers.
Good.
All
right. So I guess I have a question right off the bat. So with the transfer in from Vice President
Marzinski,
so for the leftover money, I'm assuming it just, you know, gets back, transferred back, or where does that money go, since it's technically, it can't go into a host account in the university?
It gets sent back to him. They're transferring it over as they're making the expense.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, just because you've increased, where's the host line? I think you all increased that host line to, it ended up getting increased to like 30,000 or something. Just because it's there doesn't mean it's gonna be spent. Think of it like the programming board, and they have to bring in revenue. Just because they have a bottom line budget of 250,000, they still have to raise 50. If they don't raise that 50, they don't get to spend the 250,000. So it's the same concept. At the end of the semester, because the tailgates will be done in November, I'm gonna come back, show you how we've reconciled, and chances are I may have to ask you to just go ahead and decrease it again, because they probably aren't gonna spend the whole 16 or whatever it was increase they asked for.
Okay.
Right.
Any other questions? It's a pretty big account, a lot of money, a lot of small purchases. Nothing stuck out. So, I just want to ask real quick, I know it's kind of tedious, but you mentioned the overcharge or the double charge for the hotel reservation for Lauren Cooley.
Right.
It doesn't show it as a...
I don't know that was for Lauren Cooley. Hold on just a second.
It doesn't show reversal. It just shows it twice. Like, it doesn't show it in parentheses.
Right. And so, hold on just a second. What month are we in? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. September, I believe.
Okay.
It's, there's no page number. Oh, yeah, there is. Page 4.
Of the month of September?
Yeah.
September 8th. Let me get there.
It's just to clear up the...
duplicate charge.
Yeah.
Yes.
So where is it backed out at? I'm just trying to figure out like how you guys back out duplicates or like.
I don't know.
Okay.
So you have 194. You circled Cooley event 194 twice. So that's a correction that's being made.
Yes.
We're in the process of being.
It's a JV.
Okay.
Okay.
So the money's being sent over to Karen's account, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or did the hotel charge us twice for the same? It is. It's a duplicate charge.
Yeah, it's a duplicate charge, but we did a JV to move it back over.
To move it back to Karen's account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. I think some other expenses have already left. We're already into the 10th of October.
Yeah.
There were probably more expenses, right, that hit in the month of September because of the time we downloaded these case sheets. But yeah.
So moving forwards, this isn't really specific to this account, but what are we going to be presented with? I know we're moving into Workday, but I mean, like even for, like for instance, next week's financial reviews, are we still going to be operating on just September and that's it? Like when are we going to start getting October?
So let me show you what I'm seeing, and guess what? I just now got access to the accounts, and even that, hold on just a second. Let me, how do I do this thing where I put it on the screen?
HDMI is probably easiest. It's on the side. And Delana, did you also have something?
Okay, so this is, you go into the system.
I'm not going to see any like sensitive, like employee.
I don't think so.
Information.
Let me.
Okay.
It's just the opposite. Now there's, it seems like there's less there.
The state as a whole is trying to switch over to Workday right now.
Oh, trust me, we're having all sorts of issues with the student employees.
This is nice, though.
Manage your financial, right, Dylan?
Manage your financial, yeah, you click on that one. Then you're going to choose your costing allocation code,
which is University of Nevada.
Yeah, and then that'll be CC2085.
Hold on just a second. I'm trying to walk them through. This is what we're up against. This is how broken down now the entire budget is. It goes from organization to cost center hierarchy, funds. This is not fun, is what I'm, to regions, because remember the entire Nevada system of higher education is on there. But yes, our cost center is CC2085.
So how long would it take to find CC2085 if you were to have to go through that map just now?
A long time.
A long time. That's why you memorize what your all your accounts and everything, so you don't have to search for it.
Say okay.
Sorry, we kind of deviated from the review.
Not at all.
That's important.
Do you get this, or do I'm the only one that gets this?
I get it too. As far as detail goes, I think you have more detail options than I do. So I can't like mill down into each transaction like you can. I'm trying to get this right now to that though.
Okay. So right now this is cool. It does come with these graphs, right?
Yeah.
So self-supporting budgets by actual, by program. In the past, when I saw what you came up with, Senator Thummel, I was like, that'll never happen. But I'm starting to find out we might be able to do some of that stuff almost automatically through Workday. So that's kind of a bird's eye view of how much has been allocated and then spent or had like general revenue dollars allocated to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where it gets a little murky. Like I've got all of the accounts. They give it to you like a big spreadsheet, percent used. You know, you said you wanted to find out how much they had used. It actually gives you the percent used already. So I can actually send you these generic reports on a weekly or monthly basis if you want, and you would have all this information. It's when you click specifically.
So if we were to do a send for student engagement account, just for sake of comparison.
View by activity, Donna?
Yeah, you can view by that way.
Would it be this one?
Yeah, you can click on that one and see if we'll break it down for you again. Yeah, so then this is going to be kind of your cost and what you spent and everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't really give like specifics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's on the left? See the numbers.
So the middle part is going to be stating what accounts they're coming in and out of automatically. The unit and cost is going to be kind of like
So that's the overall budget, basically the top of the K sheet, right?
Okay.
Yeah, can you tell, we're still trying to figure this
yeah.
out. They haven't actually sat with us and said, hey, this is how you do it. They basically showed us how to log in. It's really irritating. Now, the great news about this, though, is what I've discovered is you hit the Excel function, and it actually opens up really quickly. Or maybe not. But we'll kind of want you guys to see it. Never mind, forget it. I obviously don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, so yes, there is some stuff that's cool, new cool stuff. There's other stuff that we're still trying to figure out how this is going to work out.
President Texas, do you have class pretty soon or something?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to go to class.
Okay, I should have.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. So then would you be able to present for executive board afterwards?
Yeah.
I can do executive board. Like, I have class at 4:15, so
okay.
I have 25 minutes.
All right. So that being said, sorry to get off track with one day, but.
Yeah, we're discovering all of this, and as soon as I was taking note of what of his presentation and going back to Workday and thinking, can I pull some of that data from that? Can I not? How will it work? But yeah, just give us a couple weeks so we can play with it and we'll do the best that we can.
All right, sounds good. So are there any questions for Director Rodriguez, specifically with the Center for Student Engagement account? Any comments?
What I haven't found is this. You know the exact, like,
yeah.
I haven't found that part in Workday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, am I doing a trade-off here? I would prefer this, right, so that you guys see the exact expenditures versus graphs,
mm-hmm.
because that's kind of pretty general and...
I think everyone would.
I know. That's, but yeah, give us a couple of weeks. We're still, it just went online 10 days ago.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions or comments, I just hope that, who's in charge of Center for Student Engagement account? Okay, you got it all? All right, lock it in, it's a lot. So, all right, well thank you, Director Rodriguez. We appreciate you coming in and speaking on behalf of the Center for Student Engagement account. Up next, we're gonna be having President Texera present on behalf of the Executive Board account, whenever you're ready.
So, you guys are going to see in this report that we're going to be talking about retreat a lot and pride. Those are two of the only expenditures that we had in this budget memo. Do you guys all have the budget memo? Okay. So in the month of July, there wasn't a ton of expenditures. There was actually only wages and fringe, which you can see there was that $3,371, and that's missing both the elections chair and that's the only one. And then we move into the month of August, and this too, I believe, is missing the elections chair, I think. I don't exactly know, but this is the same exact wages and fringe. Then we go into host expense for $183.57. This is from two charges. The first charge is buying ice from the Shell gas station for $9.98. That ice was then put into coolers for the $173.59 charge for the waters, snacks, and other things. And I don't know if you guys went to the Pride Parade, but we had a booth, and anyone that walked up and talked to us, we gave a water or a snack to. And people walking during the parade, we also handed waters out to. In this same month, we had general operations expenditures that calculated up to $1,968.65. The first two expenses are seen in this account are two $10 charges. I don't exactly know what those two $10 charges are. They show as the case sheet as just executive board charges. So that was one question I had for Delana, actually. They're just two $10 charges with no, not from anyone.
I have to look at the documents. The only thing I can think about is $10 charges that would ever come out would be like keys, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that would make sense since we, okay. So then the next charge is obviously just the coffee charge for 5 cents, and then a charge for $900.96. That's from the Flag Store of Nevada. As you guys saw, we had a ton of those little flags made and handed out all over the Pride Parade, and I believe we did buy one larger flag that can be hung from a flagpole. The ASUM retreat shirts were also charged in this account from the Nevada Wool Shop. This charge ended up being $950, and that is actually our shirts and Senate shirts.
So then we move down to the month of September. Are there any questions thus far? Okay.
Actually, I think the 950 were the shirts that everybody got for the retreat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for just the shirts, but I'm saying that we expended like some things to send its account for retreat, but this one we just purely did for us. Wages stayed the same with fringe, and then we got to host expense, which was $722.97. This number is higher than the last period, because in this period we were charged for the food from the ASUM retreat. The first expenditure in this period comes from the ASUN community panel lunch from the Blind Onion. If you guys went to retreat, you guys remember that we did have lunch in the Blind Onion after the community panel. It was $255.24 at the end of everything. That expenditure was in the Chief of Staff's budget for ASUN retreat, if you guys want to look at that when she was confirmed. The next was at Walmart for $23. This is for the snacks that we couldn't acquire at Costco because Costco had expensive large quantity and we didn't exactly need three things of peanut butter, when we needed a smaller thing of peanut butter. And then the last expenditure was $444.53, and that was from Base Camp Pizza in Tahoe. So this meal was actually supposed to be like $100 cheaper, but because of a mistake at the restaurant at Subway, they didn't have our sandwiches made because they needed a confirmation call like exactly 24 hours ahead of time, and we called them at like, I think it was like 20 or 19 hours, and so they didn't make the sandwiches for us. And when we got to the volunteering area, which was Keep Tahoe Beautiful in South Tahoe, there wasn't anything open before like 2 o'clock, and we were leaving at 2 o'clock, and nobody had eaten since like 8 a.m. that day. So we tried to find restaurants that could create food in a mass amount in a very, you know, short amount of time that wasn't like, you know, like Taco Bell or something. So the only thing that we had other than Base Camp was a restaurant down the street, but the cost would have been exponentially higher because it was such a large order for such a large amount of people. So we ended up paying $444.53, but the reason why I kind of let that $100 go is because when we went to Costco, we had accounted for $700 of snacks and other things, and we only ended up spending about $300, which we'll see on the next month's expenditure, so you won't see it on this report. And then the general operation saw expenditures of $107.39. This is the supplies from Walmart. It was the big easels that we bought, it was the lanyards, the name tags, anything that, you know, was handed to you in that bag at the beginning of retreat. So if you look on the case sheets, we're actually charged twice. One is a positive and one is a negative, because when we went through, they didn't hear us say no tax, so they had to go through and completely refund every item. And then they realized that they actually charged us for an extra two items. So we spent a little less money there. And yeah, I think that's everything from our budget memo.
Any questions for President Texera? Director Rodriguez.
And this makes even more of a case of why we need to get rid of those items on the budget and finance account that read retreat. We really need to centralize this retreat under one account, because you've done several financial reviews, and I think you've seen retreat expenses in like two or three different accounts. But yeah, I don't care where you put it, it can go under Senate. Right, you can go wherever you want, but we definitely need to centralize that retreat.
Yeah, I completely agree with her. Like, the buses were coming out of one, and the 4-H was coming out of another, and now we're seeing the food for this one. I mean, I know it's exceptionally hard for accounting to put all these charges in different accounts, so it would just make everyone's life easier.
Like, I understand the operating budget is just kind of like a face to put on the actual accounts, but.
Yeah, you're not creating a new account. You're actually getting rid of line items out of budget and finance, right? And so you would just be adding those line items to another account.
Okay.
So it's not, they already exist.
Okay, sounds good. All right, if there's no other further questions, thank you, President Texera.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Awesome. So, sorry for the lengthiness of the meeting, kind of had a lot to go over, but that being said, we did skip liaison delegations because it's just timing. So we are all finished with finish reviews. For those of you that have taken it upon yourselves to do the template, I'll just throw it up on a Google Doc. I would hope that you would also email it to all of us as well, just to have, yeah. So moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment to be heard at this time? Okay, seeing as there's none, we'll now move into agenda item number 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on the Committee of Budget and Finance at 4:01 p.m. Oh, actually, in addition, sorry, I completely forgot. So let the record show that Senator Becker left the room at 3:21 p.m.
Yeah, I got all that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So now, Adrian. Thanks.